It's a Tuesday morning in November 2019. The coffee machine hums in the corner. I'm staring at a Slack message from HR that arrived while I waited for my espresso. The subject line says, "Process standardization update. 3 months ago, a VP told us we were special. That our way of working was the reason they bought us. Now, this email demands a standardized report by 5 p.m. Something that takes 4 hours to fill out. Contradicting everything we built." I look around the open office. Nobody is looking at their screens. They're staring at the same message. The silence isn't peaceful. It's heavy. Like the walls are closing in on us. We are no longer innovators. We are assets waiting to be optimized. And the machine is already running. The initial promise was seductive. They told us we were different. Not just another asset to strip, but a beacon for the larger entity. Yet within months, these practices became impossible. New compliance layers arrived. Standardized reporting that contradicted our agile methodology. The flexibility we loved, replaced by rigid approval chains. Designed to mitigate risk, not foster growth. What began as integration evolved into hostile assimilation. Our identity was viewed as a deviation. Something to be corrected. But the culture didn't just change on paper. It changed in the room. A strange dynamic emerged among us. Colleagues agreed privately that these changes were detrimental. Yet they went silent in meetings. Fear of reprisal created a vacuum where critical feedback was suppressed. Workers at the new campus seemed shocked when approached without a direct business purpose. Viewing casual interaction as inefficient or suspicious, people retreated into assigned roles, protecting themselves rather than supporting one another. Those who remained became passive observers of their own decline. For me, this shift transformed high performance into a vulnerability. Despite maintaining productivity throughout the transition, I was terminated without reason. In the startup, visibility drove team momentum. Within the multinational, that same extroversion made me conspicuous to middle management focused on standardization. Being known for challenging inefficient processes marked me as a disruptor. My energy, once celebrated by founders, was interpreted as instability in a system that preferred quiet compliance over vocal contribution. I became dispensable because my presence highlighted the deficiencies of the new culture. The acquisition didn't just change the company structure. It invalidated the people who built it, by destroying the cultural conditions necessary for productivity. Corporations treat human capital as a temporary resource to be optimized and discarded. Innovation isn't just code or product. It's the environment that allows it to breathe. When you kill the environment, you kill the people inside it.